A decisive vote of 8-3 saw City Council approve the Greater Sudbury Police Service's 2023 budget hike of 5.66% during the first day of budget deliberations on Wednesday. Their support follows the Greater Sudbury Police Board unanimously approving the $72.7 million 2023 police budget last month. Prior to budget talks, City Council asked their service partners to keep within a 3.7% budget increase, which the Greater Sudbury Police Service budget exceeded by $1.38 million. By exceeding this guideline, the police budget bumped the city's projected 2023 tax levy increase from 3.7% to approximately 4.1%. The police budget includes hiring 10 additional sworn members this year as part of a three-year effort to bolster their ranks by 24. They've also budgeted for the hiring of two special constables to work the GSPS front desk, and greenlit the Citizens on Patrol program's limited return. Of the city's elected officials, only Ward 2 Cown. Michael Vignini, Ward 5 Cown. Mike Parent and Ward 7 Cown. Natalie Labbe voted against approving the police budget. Ward 3 Cown. Jerry Montpelier and Ward 11 Cown. Bill LaDuke did not attend Wednesday's Finance and Administration Committee meeting in person or virtually, so did not vote. Although the committee's decision on the police budget came without debate, Sudbury.com connected with both Parent and Labbe. Vignini attended virtually, after the vote took place to find out why they voted as they did. Parent said his vote had to do with the big picture of the city and the fact they exceeded City Council's 3.7% increase ceiling. Citing a significant gap in things such as capital expenditure toward municipal roads and that city administration managed to pare their proposed budget down to 3.7% despite it taking a great deal of maneuvering, he said police should have managed to do the same. Voting no was a similarly straightforward decision for Labbe. I think they can do better, she said, adding that 3.7% was a more reasonable number she believes residents would have been better able to absorb. Citing similar rationale, neither Parent nor Labbe voted in favor of the Greater Sudbury Public Library Board's 7.4% budget boost either, which brings the library's annual budget to almost $10 million. Joining them in a no vote for the library budget was Vignini and Ward 4 Cown. Pauline Fortin. The library budget passed with a vote of 7-4. By the end of Wednesday night's marathon 4.5-hour budget meeting, the city's elected officials had bumped the 2023 tax levy increase to approximately 4.5% by approving a handful of business cases for service level increases. With several more business cases to get through, the final budget increase could go up or down during Thursday night's budget talks, which begin at 4 p.m. Some of the remaining business cases up for debate call for service level increases that would bump the tax increase higher, while others call for service level reductions that would decrease the tax burden. Greater Sudbury City Council's ongoing series of budget-related Finance and Administration Committee meetings have been classified as a singular meeting. As such, any decisions made can be revisited at subsequent meetings with a majority vote of City Council. If they were separate meetings, a two-thirds vote would be required for a reconsideration. This means much of what they decide will remain fluid until the series of meetings concludes. That is, except for water, wastewater rates, which Wednesday's Finance and Administration Committee approved to increase by 4.8% and a subsequent City Council vote ratified. City Council was unanimous in approving the water, wastewater hike, which is in keeping with the city's long-term financial plan. That is, except for LaDuke and Montpelier, who were absent, and Vignini, who attended the meeting virtually but did not respond to a request for his vote. Sudbury.com will publish a robust report on more of City Council's 2023 budget decisions in the coming days. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.